For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. Writing novels about the Holocaust for young readers has only been done by a few. Hatfield, Massachusetts author Jane Yolen has written three on the topic of Jewish teenagers experiencing World War II. Yolen's newest is called Mapping the Bones. She told New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman that Hansel and Gretel frames the story of Haim and Gittel, twins who live in Poland.
There's a scene at the beginning where the boy Haim is sent out on a job for his father to go and sell the mother's rings because they have no income now because they're in the ghetto. And he's 14, 15. He's not quite a man yet, but he has to be the man at this point. And he almost stumbles over something in his path. When he looks down, it's a child. It's a dead child in the street.
If you can read from the scene, I know it's a long one.
Haim was thinking too much about the words he would have to find to convince Motel, so he wasn't paying careful enough attention to the man in front of him, a nondescript, hunched-over, dark-coated scarecrow, a man who turned to the right to avoid a pile of rags. Haim only saw him at the last moment. Cursing silently at his own carelessness, Haim checked his forward movement and only barely avoided stepping on the pile. He was deathly afraid he might get tangled in the rags. There was a soldier standing on the corner who might have noticed him then. A soldier with a gun. For a moment, he thought, rags can be useful. Mama could always sew Gittel a new skirt with those rags, or Papa a warmer shirt, and maybe that would help him with his cough in the ghetto. It had come to this, rag picking. However, he didn't dare bend over now or slow down, so he just made a quick hop step to the right. But as he glanced at the bundle from the corner of his eye, he realized why the man had stepped around it rather than simply trod upon it. The thing wasn't actually a bundle of rags, but a small girl, maybe 5 or 6, in a washed-out blue headscarf, threadbare blue dress, and a scruffy coat with the requisite yellow star on the sleeve.
You're writing about an atrocity that is really well known, and you're not toning it down a whole lot, Jane,
no.
But you are changing the tone somehow, that it's not for a reader like me. You do something. So what does a young adult novelist do when you're writing about something that's so well known and so horrific?
Well, you have to develop the children. And your main children, or child, or children, have to grow and change. In a sense, you're saying to your reader, here's where he starts. But these things change him, and if he wants to be changed for the better, we have to see that. If he's changed for the worse, we have to see that.
Do you have a personal connection to this time in history, to the Holocaust?
I had several uncles and cousins and my father who were in the war, and it was unbelievable what they saw. I mean, they thought this was impossible. This couldn't be people. People couldn't have used people this way. I didn't start hearing the stories until I was almost a teen myself. Nobody much taught it in the schools, even though I was brought up in Manhattan and in a fairly Jewish community.
And there wasn't a whole lot to read for an age group. When I grew up with the Diary of Anne Frank, like many, and it left you not knowing a lot, and it did not write the beautiful, beautiful...
You knew they were hidden. Right. You knew they were hidden, but you didn't know the fate of Anne Frank from the Diary of Anne Frank.
It takes a lot out of you to write these books, and you were never going to write another one after the first two.
No,
or
after
maybe after the first one. And then The Devil's Arithmetic came out, and that also became a movie. And then you went for Mapping the Bones. So what reserves did you find, and why would you continue these stories?
I think that somewhere inside me, I knew that in the first two books, I actually was shying away from some of the true darkness. I hinted at it. But when I wrote Devil's Arithmetic, my children were growing up. And I think sometimes you think, do I want other children to read this book? Do I want my children to read this book? And then I got to Briar Rose, and I wrote that for an adult audience. It was published first as an adult book, and then so many people were teaching it in high school and college. They brought it out. They didn't change any of the words, but they brought it out in what looked more like a young adult edition. What I found myself thinking about was the sense of memory in each of the first two books, but those are both secondhand. And I thought to myself, you've never actually stood next to these people when it was happening. That's a different kind of memory, a different kind of remembering.
That was Jane Yolen. Her book is called Mapping the Bones. You can find more pics from our back-to-school book series at nepr.net.